I'm Evelyn Allen, and this is For Women Only. I bet you didn't know that the specialty of the house in your favorite restaurant probably was prepared not right there in the kitchen, but in a factory. The restaurant industry now makes widespread use of prepackaged frozen foods for the same reasons you do at home: budget and convenience. The prepackaged items are cheaper, since the factory buys in bulk at lower prices than a restaurant can. And since the goods are in individual portions, there's no waste. Only that much is cooked, which has been ordered. Or if that only could work at home. As for convenience, well, with a wide variety of frozen foods on hand, a restaurant can enlarge both menu and reputation at the same time. In fact, all a restaurant has to do is pop the food in the oven, put the meal on restaurant property, and wait for the cash register. Hi, I'm Evelyn Allen, and this is For Women Only. For cooking shortcuts, those packaged refrigerated biscuits are just about the handiest things around. You can do almost anything with them. For donuts, stretch and slightly flatten each biscuit. Punch a hole in the center with your finger and shape into a donut. Then fry in deep hot fat for 1 minute on each side. Drain, roll the donuts in powdered sugar, and serve warm. If you're too busy to make a pie crust from scratch, just flatten each refrigerator biscuit and press together in a pie pan. Dust with flour and add your pie filling. You also can make professional-looking hors d'oeuvres with refrigerator biscuits. Cut each biscuit into four parts and press into the center of each quarter an olive, a bit of cheese, a cocktail fry, or whatever you fancy. Bake until brown and stand back for the compliment. Hi, I'm Evelyn Allen, and this is For Women Only. Although contact lenses are medically safe, people have gone blind because they were habitually careless with them. The contact lens sits atop the cornea, which is covered only by a thin layer of tissue. The cornea is easily scratched by improper insertion or removal of a lens, or by rubbing the eye when the lens is in place. By wearing contact lenses longer than the recommended 12 hours a day, you may deaden the sensitivity of the eye and therefore not feel a corneal scratch. Once such a scratch becomes infected, there may be a permanent loss in vision or perhaps total blindness. The cornea is infected easily since it has no blood supply and therefore lacks the white blood cells to fight off bacteria. Stay on the safe side. Provide an occasional rest from contact lenses by wearing eye glasses. Hi, I'm Evelyn Allen, and this is For Women Only. A study I read the other day has some rather startling answers to the question, why do teenagers start smoking? A study shows a youngster is more likely to pick up the habit if his parents smoke. Smoking youngsters tend to be more aggressive and rebellious, less motivated to achieve, and less appreciative of adult values than teenagers who ignore cigarettes. The young smokers, the figures show, also seem to mature physically at a later age than their non-smoking friends, perhaps using tobacco to make up for feelings of inferiority. Getting back to us parents, the families of smoking teenagers were found to be more critical, more anxious, less cheerful, trustful, and open-minded, and not as self-confident as the parents of non-smokers. It's something to think about. Hi, I'm Evelyn Allen, and this is For Women Only. It's unfortunate that travelers do things on the nation's highways they don't do in their own homes, like littering. An empty match folder or a candy wrapper may seem insignificant, but they add up to tons of refuse accumulated on America's highways each year. Besides being ugly, the litter is dangerous. A paper napkin can flutter onto a car windshield and cause the driver to lose control, and a cigarette butt could start a devastating forest fire. It's easy enough to keep America beautiful by packing a few small litter bags for your trip. Wax-lined bags or plastic wraps from bread keep soggy litter from damaging car interiors. You can throw away the bags in gas stations, parks, or picnic areas. Also remember to take along a package of pre-moistened towels for wiping sticky young hands and faces. Hi, I'm Evelyn Allen, and this is For Women Only. The nation's generation's hippies are having more than a passing effect on our culture. For one thing, they've made us quite aware of color and pattern, and this factor is showing up in many household items. Manufacturers are beginning to give us multicolored pots, pans, and appliances. Wallpapers and upholstery fabrics are moving from the subtle to the psychedelic. And even such mundane things as ironing board covers now are available in paisley and flower prints. Would you believe an electric broom with a houndstooth check sweeper bag, modern art towels and shower curtains, riotously colored floor coverings, and plaid toilet seats? Manufacturers call it the modern look. It's all kicking and fun, and it makes being a housewife just a bit less of a chore when we can have color in unexpected places. Hi, I'm Evelyn Allen, and this is For Women Only. If you think you have budget problems now, wait until the year 2000. The Department of Commerce predicts the average family income then will be $66,000, or 11 times more than today's average of $6,000. But everything we buy with that income also will be up 11 times. A loaf of bread won't cost 30 cents, but $3.30. Would you believe a cut, wash, set, and manicure, $100? A car, $50,000. Daily hospital costs will be $1,000. And what about the high cost of educating children? Well, the college education that costs Daddy $10,000 today will cost Junior $100,000 when his kids are ready for that diploma. But the really frightening thing is that the year 2000 and those prices are getting closer every day. Hi, I'm Evelyn Allen, and this is For Women Only. There are profits to be made from the cookie jar. Each year, thousands of housewives launch food businesses from their kitchens. All it takes is perseverance, a good recipe, attractive packaging, a buyer who says yes, and an order from a specialty or gourmet food shop. The key to success is being unique. The most successful and lucrative homemade food items are intricate party delicacies and desserts and gourmet sauces, dressings, and conserves. Even the successful gardener can get into the act by selling homegrown herbs and spices. But before you jump into business for yourself, check your city and state laws. You might also get some brochures on starting a food career from your State Department of Commerce. Many of the pamphlets are free. Hi, I'm Evelyn Allen, and this is For Women Only. You know, the history of cosmetics is a strange one. Women of ancient China, for instance, masked their faces with thick coatings of paints and powders. The idea was that the heavier the makeup, the more respectable the woman, since she was hiding her charms for only her husband. Today, we use makeup to enhance rather than to hide. The average woman uses more makeup today than even existed when mother was our age. It all adds up to nearly $3 billion, that's right, billion, a year we spend on staying young and beautiful. That figure, by the way, is more than is spent on medical research in this country. At any rate, with makeup now so attractive and easy to use, there's no longer any such thing as an unattractive woman, just a lazy one. Hi, I'm Evelyn Allen, and this is For Women Only. Just like the women who own them, fine knitwear needs special care to stay lovelier longer. Always hang your knits on quilted hangers, since wire hangers cause sagging. Heavier knitwear, such as cotton, oilon, and wool, should be folded. Since fine knitwear seldom needs pressing, it's a great traveling companion. Pack knitwear by lining the garment with tissue paper to keep it wrinkle-free. Always press a knit on the wrong side and with a cool setting, or hang the garment in a steamy bathroom. Try to remove stains immediately with a good quality spot remover, never with water since that spots. Never cut away the capital-like lining from a knit because that's what helps it keep its shape. And speaking of shape, knits are among the most flattering of fabrics to help you show off yours. Hi, I'm Evelyn Allen, and this is For Women Only. You know, the reason your youngster doesn't want to go to sleep at night may be because he's afraid of being alone in the dark. If he is, explained child psychologists, he may regard bedtime as a punishment, since he'll be left alone with all those horrifying shapes and sounds. To make bedtime easier on both you and your child, make his room a happy place to be in during the day so he can consider it a friendly place to go to at night. A tiny nightlight can banish shadows which could turn into unseen monsters. Rather than isolate the child, you might keep his door open a bit, say the psychologists, to reassure him by the ordinary sounds of the house. And, of course, make sure his bed is comfortable. A mattress that is too lumpy or too small will disturb his sleep and make you both cranky. Hi, I'm Evelyn Allen, and this is For Women Only. The school child of the future won't waste time going to and from school, because classes will be held in his own home. He'll be taught electronically and individually, and that means his learning speed will be limited only by his own ability rather than that of his classmates. Junior's teacher will be a console hooked up to a computer which will monitor constantly his learning, telling him instantly whether he has the right answer. No more waiting for days until teacher returns graded tests. Parents, too, will benefit from the household learning computer by using it in much the same way as an encyclopedia. There will be no more common school day, no entrance ages, no preset grade levels. And as for cost, remember that one teacher can supervise hundreds of youngsters via computer, but only a few dozen in a classroom.